We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
White Sox fans, this is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. Happy National Fudge Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the second game of a three-game series, the White Sox shut out the Tampa Bay Rays 3-0. It was a pitcher's duel to start as Shane McClanahan and Dallas Keuchel both started with three scoreless innings. Keuchel got a fourth scoreless as well, but the bottom of the fourth is where the Sox got to work. Andrew Vaughn drew a one-out walk, and Leury Garcia singled him over to second. Following a Brian Goodwin strikeout, Danny Mendick hit the ball to left, where Randy Arozarena came up throwing. The throw had Andrew Vaughn beat by a mile, but catcher Francisco Mejia just couldn't wrangle it, and Vaughn scored. But it got worse. Leury Garcia came around as well, and a bobbled second throw let him score. Sox now up 2-0 and in control after four. The bottom of the fifth got started well for the Sox as well, as Adam Engel stepped in and launched a no-doubter on the very first pitch he saw. Left field, gone. Sox up 3-0. And Keuchel cruised from there. The closest he got to trouble was a leadoff single from Arozarena in the sixth, but Leury Garcia started a beautiful 5-4-3 double play to end that issue. McClanahan was done for Tampa after five, allowing seven hits, three runs, two of which were earned, walking one and striking out four. But that just couldn't match Keuchel. Seven shutout innings for Dallas, just four hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. On the year, his ERA now sits at a svelte 3.78. Aaron Bummer came in for the eighth inning, and while he walked a batter, he struck one out as well and kept the Rays at bay. Liam Hendricks came in for the ninth. He got a flyout from Austin Meadows to start. Then Yandy Diaz got a single. Pinch hitter G-Man Choi followed with a single of his own, and all of a sudden, the Rays had the tying run at the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brandon Lau stepped in as a pinch hitter, but Hendricks got him to strike out swinging. Joey Wendell stepped in with two outs, but Hendricks got him swinging with a drop third strike that Yasmani Grandal tossed to Jose Abreu to lock up the 3-0 win for the White Sox. With the win, the Sox moved to 42-25, a half game behind these Rays for the best record in baseball. Tomorrow's game will have a series win and the best record in the league on the line. Some final stats to recap. The heart of the order struggled tonight as Yasmani Grandal, Jose Abreu, and Yermin Mercedes went a combined 0-for-12. Tim Anderson had a three-hit night and stole a base.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
In the minors, the Knights lost 6-4 to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Ronaldo Lopez got the start, throwing 4 2/3 innings, giving up 8 hits and 3 runs, walking 3, and striking out 7. Tim Beckham homered twice, and Mikey Matuk added a home run of his own, and Marco Hernandez doubled. The Barons blanked the Mississippi Braves 7-0. Cade McClure pitched an excellent 5 innings of one-hit baseball, walking 1 and striking out 5. Laz Rivera hit a solo home run and also drove in 2 runs on a single. Mike Rodolfo had a 2-RBI double, while Tyquan Forbes had a 3-for-4 performance. The Dash came up just short in a 3-2 loss to the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Taylor Varnell started and went 5 innings, giving up 5 hits and 3 runs, 2 of which were earned, while walking none and striking out a pair. Evan Skoog went 2-for-3 with a home run and a triple and was the only player to have multiple hits or an extra base hit on the night for Winston-Salem. The Cannonballers stormed back with 3 runs in the top of the ninth to beat the Down East Wood Ducks 9-7 in a crazy game. Angel Acevedo got the start and surrendered all 7 runs over 3 1/3 innings, although only 1 was earned. Ty Madrigal, now legally the best active Madrigal in the Sox system, was brilliant, throwing 2 2/3 innings of one-hit baseball while striking out 5. The Ballers were down 7-1 before scoring 3 runs in the 6th and 2 in the 7th to bring it to just a 1-run game. To start the top of the 9th, Chase Krogman took a walk, and Brian Ramos followed with a hit-by-pitch. Luis Mieses stepped up and drove them both in to put Canny up 1. Harvin Mendoza singled to right field, putting runners on the corners for a Cabrera-Weaver sack fly to make the difference too. McKinley Moore came in and got the save to lock up an improbable come-from-behind win for Canny. Across baseball, the major story is the banning of any material that improves grip, not just spider tack. Tyler Glasnow, who started the first game of this series for Tampa against the White Sox, before leaving with an injury that we now know is a partially torn UCL, blamed it on the new rules, claiming the way he had to grip the ball without any substances made him, quote, choke the expletive out of his pitches. Today, the White Sox and Rays will battle, as I said, for the best record in baseball in the finale of their 3-game series. It will be Lucas Giolito for the White Sox, and as of recording, the Rays starter is still to be decided. The game will start at 1:10 p.m. Central Time. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Tonight, you can catch Sox Machine live. Enjoy your Wednesday, and go White Sox!